Yeah.
Any inspiration for that for you guys?
Man, always fun to watch. Always fun to watch the hometown teams do well. Freeman going deep, that was pretty cool to see. I'm happy for them. Hopefully they can do a great job during the playoffs.
What is that like? I mean, clinching a playoff berth and doing it at home.
It's a good feeling. You know, it's something we've done before and want to do again. But, you know, it's a lot of hard work paying off, but it's kind of the beginning. You know, it's the beginning for them. Now they've got a great opportunity to go out there, and I know the city's going to be a buzz about it.
I'm just curious, have you wondered, like, you know, some of the rest of us, why baseball players do the champagne thing before they actually get through the whole thing?
I think if you played 160-some games and got to play a few more, it's worth it.
Matt, you look like you're having a lot of fun out there. You know, we talked about your development, your arm strength. Smitty was saying Monday that it's a combination of a lot of things, but when you're successful, you're having fun, but it seems like, you know, you're getting a lot of fun things done.
Yeah, you know, I think obviously winning is what it's all about, and we've done a good job of that so far. It's a fun game, you know, it is. It's fun to play. We've got great teammates. We've got good camaraderie and, you know, fun team to be a part of.
Talk about this week, you know, after a Monday night game, you know, short repeat last week. What is it like for you guys this week?
You know, it's something you get used to playing in the NFL. You have the Monday night game. You got a short week. You got to get yourself prepared, and we're all professionals. We know how to do that, and I thought we did a good job of that last week.
Carolina defense prepared for that. Charles Johnson besides him, who scares you over there?
They've got a lot of good players on defense. Charles Johnson, who you mentioned, obviously a guy we've played a bunch against and is a very good player. Hardy, another defensive end, solid physical player. John Beeson's back. We know we've played a lot of games against him, too. He is talented. Thomas Davis is back and an athletic guy. Can make some plays, comes in their sub package. Was out last week, but, you know, I expect him to be back. And another guy, young guy, Luke Kuechly, you know, I stepped in to play really well for a rookie. And then in the back end, you got some talented guys. Charles Godfrey is playing really well right now. So him and Gamble are two guys we got to be heads up for in the back end.
PC?
Yeah, always good. Always good to see, you know, fellow Boston College guys doing well. So I'm happy for him.
Just not this week.
I'm sorry?
Just not this week.
Yeah. Not when they're playing us, but he's doing well.
You guys have had plenty of success against this team. I think 6 out of 7 you've won against them. Is there anything that you can directly attribute that to?
No. You know, I think, sure, we've won 6 of 7, but they've all come down to the wire. And they've all been, you know, games that are tight into the fourth quarter. And we expect it to be the same this week. I mean, they're a tough physical group that plays well. And they have an offense that's capable of scoring at any time. So it's going to be a tough week.
Well, things are going great on offense. When you look across and watch the defense, there's been a lot of good stuff going on there, too.
Absolutely. Our defense is playing really well, creating turnovers, giving us short field opportunities. And I've just been really impressed. I think the guys are flying around playing with a lot of confidence and, you know, playing like ball hawks in the secondary, just coming away with a lot of picks and a lot of fumbles. So That's certainly helped us out the first couple of weeks.
You lost to the Raiders scoring on the first possession. I think Sunday you didn't even have a third down situation. What's been the key to the hot start?
You know, I think good execution coming out of the gate. I think Dirk's done a good job of calling the plays and getting us prepared for those situations. That's one thing we've done well. I think there are other areas where we haven't been as efficient as we need to be. And, you know, I think for us, the focus this week is to try and improve in those other areas.
Your win over the Raiders away from sweeping the AFC West, but this is your first division. Can you talk about starting the division?
Always important. You know, it's always important, division games. You know, there's something extra there because you know these teams, you know the players, you play against them very frequently. They know you, they know your scheme, they know your calls. You know, these kind of games come down to execution, and that's what we need to focus on as players.
Matt, in terms of what's, you know, some of the distractions that have gone on the last couple of weeks, as one of the leaders of this team, how do you guys go about just putting it behind you?
I think one of the things we've done a good job of as an organization and as players is, you know, when you get in here, it's time to focus on playing football and getting yourself prepared. But we're also going to have each other's backs. I mean, we've got a tight-knit group of players, and guys are going to make mistakes. It's going to happen. Hopefully we don't make any more, but you got to have each other's backs, and when we get here, we need to focus on football, and I think guys have done a good job of that.
Hey, Matt, it looks like the referees in principle have agreed to come back perhaps this weekend. What's your take on that for you guys?
I haven't seen anything on it. Until it's official, I'll wait to comment on it.
Sure. What do you think of Monday night?
Until it's official.